You're listening to the Modern Producer Podcast, expert talk on livestock housing and animal husbandry. Get ready for today's episode.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Modern Producer Podcast. This is Kevin Kerbis with New Standard Ag. We've got some exciting news to roll out for you today. I'm being joined by Tim out of our Sioux Falls branch, and as well sitting with me here today is Andrew Penner, who is the general manager of Horizon Livestock here in Manitoba. And the reason Andrew's here is we do have some news, as I said, which is that New Standard has successfully merged with the AgriHub group of companies, which Horizon is one of them. Now that basically means that Andrew and I get to be partners. So going forward here, going to be very exciting. We'll maybe discuss a bit of that today, what that'll look like for the customers and the industry going forward. And with that, I'd basically just like to welcome Andrew to the podcast and as well, I guess, in a way to the team. We're all excited about this. So maybe just even give your a short little intro for yourself, Andrew, if you could, please.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin. Very excited to be a part of the team. Very excited to work with you and to get to know your team and learn and grow as a company. My name is Andrew Penner, the general manager of Horizon Livestock. And we're part of the AgriHub group of companies. Very excited to move forward with you guys.
Perfect. So first question in a lot of people's minds, I'm sure, is going to be, what does this actually mean? What am I going to see different? And I think from my side, I'm going to say first and foremost, you're not going to see a lot of difference right off the bat. We have a lot of plans, but they're going to take a little while to implement fully. What this really means is a great growth opportunities from what I see for New Standard and for Horizon collectively to work together. I think there's a lot of complementary things that we do that we can get out to the industry as a whole and just provide better support and service and products all the way around. We're not going to have any name changes. You're not going to see staffing changes. You're still going to see my team and myself coming out, and you're going to still see Andrew and his guys. For those of you that know the Horizon locations, guess what? They're not being moved or closed or anything either. Business as usual, as it were, from this day forward, other than, yes, we're going to work a lot more closely together and grow together, and then you'll start to possibly see some changes down the road from what I envision. Anything else from your side, Andy, that people should expect to see?
Yeah, I think that as a group of companies here, I think there's going to be a lot of synergies. I think there's a lot of excitement. I think for both of us, Kevin, we're going to have more access to different vendors and product lines that we didn't have before. We will benefit on some of the product lines that you have. I think you guys can benefit on some of the product lines that we have. I think there's a lot of opportunity for us to provide our customers, not just with a wider range of products, but other value-added services as well. Delivery options could be one of them. There's a lot of synergies with some of the customers that we have that we could take advantage of and provide potential maybe for some cost saving for our customers or just some other value-added services, whatever they may be. I think each of our organization has strengths, and I'm excited for us to merge our teams and for our teams to get to know each other, learn from each other, build off each other, whether it's product knowledge, industry knowledge, or just sharing relationships with each other.
Yeah, Tim, here for everyone listening, and Andrew, it's good to meet you. I guess we've never met in person, but we do have the video cameras going, so at least I get to see a face. I'm hoping we're coming through clear with Kevin's internet on his end at his shop there. So yeah, really exciting even for us down here, although there isn't Horizon directly in our U.S. markets, there is still going to be a lot of synergies, like you say, the opportunity to collectively bring more expertise, knowledge, and the abilities to the market, which we can even benefit from. The same thing with the product lines. We can diversify, and yet we also have that strength of purchasing power, which might be of value then to everybody involved, and we can then use that to benefit our customers. So it is it looks a little bit different, of course, for the U.S. side, although we're involved in all of this. It looks slightly different. internally, but to the customer, really won't see any changes whatsoever. But it is an exciting type of growth for all of us, I believe. So I'm really excited about it. What are you guys like right now? I know we're all trying to get, you know, sorted out, meet everybody. Everybody's got to get their teams introduced to each other yet. What do you see in the next, what would it be, month or 2 months? What do you got to do to make this take the next step forward just to integrate?
Well, we've got some plans on that already. Between Andrew and myself, will be obviously a lot of this starts pre, we're well aware this is coming. This wasn't a surprise to any of us in-house. So we've already made some strategic plans and meetings have been had. So we're certainly looking to get fairly aggressively out to the market here over the next weeks and months, introduce the teams, cross introduce. You know, Andrew's got some guys where obviously his people have developed relationships. We're going to take the opportunity to have his guys drive around and with my guys and introduce them that way and vice versa, any place that we've been fairly active or have taken the time and been able to develop these relationships. We're going to make sure everybody's aware and see us personally if they've got questions or concerns of what it looks like going forward for what they individually have. So we're going to be spending a fair bit of time just literally pounding the pavement here, going out to visit people and you know, start even getting a feel for what they feel the advantages out of this could be. You know, we can kind of sit in our own meetings and suppose what people would want to see, but we have to get feedback from the customers to make sure that we are servicing their needs in a way that makes sense to them and has an advantage. That's the goal. Everyone should win from this is how I see it, right? And that includes our customer base. They should see a better offering of products, better support of stuff, better access to things in general for what they need. So first thing, we got to go figure out what those needs truly are.
Sure. But like you say, collectively, in the total, we're more than the sum of the parts. We're going to grow simply by tying all of this ability together into one bigger organization. Now, Andrew, you with the Horizon line, and I'm not as familiar, having not, you know, worked in the Manitoba market for a number of years directly. The Horizon brand itself is used also for consumables, or you carry quite a few consumables, more day-to-day things like that. I got to admit, I'm not that familiar with it. So why don't you introduce myself and anybody who's listening may not know what that really means or looks like.
Sure. I'll name a few here. There are thousands of different consumable products. So some of the main ones would be, you know, your disinfectants, your soaps, catheters, drying agents, your rubber boots, disposable gloves, needles, syringes. So right now, I mean, each one of our locations is a little bit different than Brandon. Although that one's labeled as Penner Farm, it does fall under the Horizon umbrella. So there's a little bit of a mix between equipment, some parts, and quite a few consumables. Winnipeg, we have a lot of consumables. That's where the bulk of our consumables comes from. And in Steinbach, the majority of that would be consumables as well. Slightly a different market. There's a lot of hobby farms in the southeast region in Manitoba. And our Steinbach market deals with a lot of those as well.
Sure, sure. How much do you use the Horizon name as an actual brand name, or is it just a store that carries the consumables?
We are turning the Horizon name into a product line.
Okay.
That's well underway. We have Horizon foam, we have Horizon catheters, Horizon paint, and as the months leading up, or as the months, you know, progress here, we're going to continue to brand more stuff under that Horizon product line.
Sure.
Another thing I should mention, in addition to the consumables, we also actually dispense medications. So we don't own a drugs business. We have partnered with a company out of Quebec called Demeter, and their Manitoba brand is Premier. So we dispense medications through our Winnipeg store through the brand name Premier.
Sure. Okay. I'm just going to lead this in a slightly different direction. We can always just keep talking. I got to say, I'm going to swing back to this a couple times. It's quite exciting for me to know that, or to see what we can do with this, what kind of growth we're going to see, because I do believe the collaborative effects of this are going to be really, really fun to see what's going to happen. But personally for you guys, where do you see it? Like, on a personal level, what excites you about it?
For me, on a personal level, it's the same thing that makes me happy, honestly, is what makes my customers happy. So hopefully if I can get myself less tied to the desk, less tied to the administrative part, that'll just free up my time to go out and be actually meeting with the customers, doing the face-to-face, and truly servicing their needs. Obviously, the running a company takes a fair bit of administration, and as we've grown, there's been a lot of roles that I've ended up taking on in the new standard that have to be done to keep a business functional, but not are necessarily things I enjoy or are best use of my time. So being able to get back out there, truly more customer time, more barn time, I'm not only going to enjoy that, I think the customers are going to see that. Yeah, my knowledge is not in how to keep a clean set of books. It's how to actually do equipment in barns and do barn design and that kind of thing. So I think we're both going to benefit, customer base and me. We're both going to be happier seeing me more out there. Andrew, you'd have to obviously speak for yourself on that one. Where do you see this positive for you on a personal level?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably too many positives for me to name here. We're remarkably excited about this partnership. Anytime you can join forces with a company that has such a positive reputation like New Standard, with some guys who really know the products, really understand the market, it's an exciting feeling. So we're going to have the opportunity to learn about a lot of new products. We're going to have the opportunity to learn a lot more about the industry through this partnership. And, you know, with that, there's going to be a lot of just personal growth opportunities for our whole team. And I hope we can be able to provide some of that personal growth opportunities for the New Standard team. And so how I look at it is, if we continue to move forward, continue to learn and grow from each other, our customers are going to be the ones who are going to reap those benefits as well. So I'm excited to continue to learn and really seek to understand why you guys have this strong reputation and why you guys have been so successful, and what are some of those best practices we can apply at our Horizon store. And I think, like Kevin said earlier, I think everyone wins. I think we win. I think our customers win. The industry wins. I could keep going. We're very excited about this.
I'm glad to hear that. I love that kind of energy. It can be infectious, and let's keep it up that way. Back to the product lines we had talked about, you know, being able to bring a better product line or offering into a New Standard side of things. Horizon is going to benefit on their side, and it's just going to be one big happy family of all, stuff like that. But specifically, Kevin, I mean, what do you see as the best advantage in terms of increasing our offerings on the New Standard side of things?
Well, for me, it closes the loop of a lot of times I've had to say to guys, yeah, I'm aware of those products, or yeah, I could get it for you, but technically I'm buying it from another guy. So, you know, that just, any of my customers know, I'm probably one of the worst for talking myself out of a sale, because I know darn well they can actually get a better deal somewhere else. and it's not necessarily great for me, other than now bringing this all in-house, I can truly go out. The biggest difference I'm probably going to see is on the poultry side. I'm going to have the ability to in-house offer much more feeding, watering, housing options. Ventilation, we've always done. That's not a problem. It's the other product lines that have been locked up, and rightfully so. I appreciate vendors that also protect their dealers. And we're going to have access to a lot more of that, be able to go to a guy and say, look, you want to build a barn, I can get you everything that needs to go in there now, rather than having to kind of chase him off to another side. And as an example, you come to me tomorrow for a broiler barn, I'm not going floor to ceiling. I'll get you everything from the lights, the water, feeding, ventilation, misting, stir fans, you name it. I've got access to it. We'll put together a package that they're going to really be happy. We were always fairly close on the hog side to be able to do a full line offering. This is going to really change it on the poultry side for me. So that's something I'm excited about, that I can get out there and show guys, hey, you like what we've been doing with ventilation? Wait till you see what we can do with the rest of it as well, right?
I'm assuming just to add on that, you didn't bring it up, but that'll of course mean with layers of various cage options as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I say. Well, I guess with housing, that's everything from cages to even, I've had a few guys contact me recently about even breeder barns or Avery style egg, you know, free run. It doesn't matter. We have access to these lines now, and lines that they're familiar with. Not that we're going to be introducing brand new products and trying to explain to them how we found something great they've never heard of. This is stuff they've heard of. They just can now get it all from one source and know that it's going to be supported appropriately.
Do you have anything specific, Andrew, that you would have seen on your side already with your interactions with Kevin and some of the collaborative planning? What do you see as the best addition that you would have liked to bring in and haven't to this point?
Well, I would repeat everything that Kevin has just shared. And I guess the only other thing I would add to that is, and essentially you shared this already, but up until this point, we'll have some customers who can only pick up products A, B, and C from us. And then they, you know, they go to Kevin for X, Y, and Z or vice versa. And a little earlier on, I talked about one of the benefits for our customers is being able to provide them value. Well, here's the opportunity for us to provide value. Here's the opportunity for us, you know, to provide that additional layer of support where they don't have to go and seek information from our company and then from Kevin's company and from another company. They can get everything at one place. So there's going to be a lot of time savings. There's going to be some energy savings. And we all know the state of the world. Everyone's busy all of the time. So I think by us joining and merging together, I think we can do a really good job of saving our customers time, saving them energy, hopefully saving them money as well.
Sure. Is there any, this is something that if we're not ready for it, we're not ready for it, that's fine. But is there any maybe mid-range, those 12 and 24 month goals that are planning but not realized yet that we can talk about? I know that was a fun one.
Yes. As much as earlier I'd said this is business as usual, it really is. Again, as I say, the staff remains, and that's on either side of the coin here. If you're listening and you're used to calling a number, dial that same number, you're still going to get the same person. That's not changing today or realistically any plans for that in the future. The growth part of it is where, yes, we've had all kinds of strategy meetings, but until we can really say, hey, this is final plan and we're going to make it happen, I'm not really ready to share all that yet, other than as a broad scope of just stand back world and wait and see. You're going to see some amazing stuff coming out of this team. I've met with Andrew enough already to say with 100% confidence and the rest of the AgriHub team, realistically, you're going to be very pleasantly surprised what's going to happen over the next year, 2 years. This is going to be a big change, but it's going to be a big change in a positive way. There's going to be access to stuff that I'm going to check some wish list items that I've got direct feedback from my customers saying, well, if only you could do this. And I've had to smile in my head and go, just wait. Well, this is, if you've heard me say that to you recently, that I've got some plans, this is day one. This is the announcement of that. And you're going to see us fulfill those plans fairly shortly.
So guys, we're going to take a quick little break here and just promo a few things. Obviously, we talked about the AgriHub as the overarching thing. We'll probably put in the show notes and promo it other ways. We're talking with Andrew here today about the Horizon and New Standard collaboration, but there's other partners involved in this mix. And we're going to give you all of their links so that you can even get in following them on social media. It's going to become one big partnership that's going to benefit everybody. So be sure to broaden your likes and follows on all the social media so that you can see what's all going on with that. And so now, Kevin, just in some other things there, obviously with the Horizon is what we're talking about primarily, because that is the most direct integration that you guys are going to be collaborating on. But there's other partnerships, obviously, now with the AgriHub Group. We've got, you know, partners out in Western Canada as well. Do you see any kind of benefits coming out of all of those names as well?
Yeah, I guess we've been talking more just about in-house here, what Andrew and I have been working on, or what we'll be doing. But yeah, this brings a lot of additional people to the table. Obviously, even New Standard West, our branch out in Calgary, is part of this. It's the whole New Standard Group is now part of the AgriHub Group, which, yeah, that brings in Penner Farm, both here in Manitoba and Alberta. It brings in Western Ag Systems in Saskatchewan. Brings in, sorry, United. I forget the name now, who's out in BC?
United Ag.
There you go.
Agri. I just saw it on Facebook today, because as managing the New Standard Facebook stuff, I noticed that United Agri and Western Ag started following New Standard. So I'm like, well, I better return the favor, which made me think of that social media stuff, right?
That's where some of the, again, access to, like, directly to the poultry, that's where United Agri kind of checks that box. Stuff we haven't even discussed. And probably just because I'm being selfish and it's not necessarily my expertise or where I plan on taking myself. But when we talk about filling the gap here for our customers, there's a lot of our customer base that has hog, poultry, grain, dairy. They might cross over on a bunch of this stuff. And with the rest of these teams, like the Western Ags, the Penners, I won't be the one providing it, but certainly within our own group, we now have access to dairy equipment. We have access to grain handling and mill stuff, if I'm not mistaken, that realistically, not to toot our own horns, but guess what? There's not a colony in Western Canada that needs to call anybody else anymore. We've got it all.
Right. And even for down here, and I wanted to kind of lead the conversation a bit of that direction, because for down here, I'm not sure, you haven't been able to travel down here recently, and we don't really discuss it, but I-29 is becoming a bit of a dairy corridor. With what's going on between, basically in South Dakota, and there's other places, but there is quite a bit of dairy activity going on here. And there is some colonies that do dairy down here as well. And that's an exciting thing that I want to learn more about, what we can do with that, because obviously we now have access to people who have decades of experience with dairy equipment, which is not something we've ever really focused on.
It's still not going to be me personally that's going to be necessarily doing something with the grain handling or the dairy equipment, except now I have access to partners who have that knowledge, and they themselves may not know too much about hogs or poultry. So it's very complementary in that way, that we've always talked about this, Tim, you know, about being an expert in something. You got to know a bit about a lot, but be an expert in something, and that's what we've kind of done. This is just bringing more of those experts to the table in areas that we've never really focused on. Great. You've got a project to go with grain handling. You can give me a call. I'm not going to be the one necessarily doing it, but I know who needs to come talk to you and help you out with that. Right. That's kind of my point with these, not just product lines, but the people that are coming to the table now with us. There's a lot of expertise that we can all draw on.
Sure. And I haven't had as much of these personal conversations with Case, and obviously it's worse than pulling teeth to get him onto a podcast like this. So have you had any direct conversations in these lines? Can you speak for Case at all, Kevin? What excites him? Where is he going with this? Or maybe you haven't.
I can't because I know the answer to that, but I have to leave it to him to speak for that. The stuff he's going to be doing for us in the future is much more towards a shift. Like we're doing with a lot of this, it's setting people free to go do what they're best at. And they're usually best at something they enjoy, which is just a wonderful thing. Because if you enjoy it, you're good at it. If you're good at it, you enjoy it. And that's a positive cycle there, right? So a lot of what we're going to be doing is same idea, I think, as me, is maybe for Case, we're going to drop a bit of that day-to-day admin stuff and set him free to go out and get back to a bit more of what he's truly passionate about, which, again, I think you're going to end up seeing him building relationships and doing that kind of thing on a more regular basis.
Sure, sure. And then, yeah, that you're right. It will. In general, not just with Case, this does free people up to be better at what they're good at and really grow in that sort of role. I believe that's really just going to be a benefit for everybody. And again, I still have to get introduced to the Horizon team, so I can't speak for you, Andrew. Do you have somebody where you're like, man, I just love to let him loose and just let him be, and this is going to give him some freedom for that?
I'll let Andrew answer, but first I'm going to laugh because this morning I met one of Andrew's guys for the first time, and Andrew has already been talking this guy up for weeks about how he can't wait to set him free. So using those exact words, whatever. Again, Andrew can speak, but it's yes, that conversation, and I did meet the guy this morning as well. So
yeah, I got no trouble keeping confidentiality on things, but I will admit this has been a huge struggle because I definitely have a couple, I'll call them young guns, who are very passionate at what they do and very excited to learn, very excited to grow. And it's been tough keeping this from them for the last little while. And there's a couple of guys who I shared the news this morning, and they were pretty fired up. And the one guy here, I think Kevin got to meet him a little bit. Yep. His smile was beaming ear to ear from the moment I told them. So
cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. We got a really good team who's pretty fired up and eager to learn and grow with you guys.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to be excited to meet them if this whole border becomes less of an issue over time. One would hope that we can get to that point again. So what else? Absolutely. I mean, where do we look forward? We don't need to talk people's ear off, but what else is exciting? What else are you guys wanting to? You've had a lot of discussions, especially because you're integrating into the same markets. What else excites you?
I think for myself, for our Horizon team, Kevin and I have been talking about this now for a couple of weeks. We are both, I think, remarkably excited to jump into a room with our sales guys and Kevin and Quinn and start putting out a little map of who we're going to see, when we're going to see them. So for myself, that's the thing I'm most looking forward to, is just get in front of the customers. Hopefully they can see the excitement and the passion that I have when we do those introductions and communicate in person the partnership with us. So without question, that's the most exciting thing for myself.
And for me, it's kind of mentioned before, along the same lines, although with what Andrew just said here a little while ago about keeping confidentiality, I guess just right down into the weeds and the minor details, I'm happy I don't have to keep this a secret from the industry or from my staff anymore. This is, like I say, these deals don't happen overnight. This has been a long process to get here. I'm really excited to be able to share this news with people because I've had so many conversations over even the last couple of years where customers, friends in the industry, they've all seen the potential we've got as the new standard group and have come up with very big pointed questions of, well, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And again, I have to kind of sit there and go, working on it. Well, this is the end result of working on it, right? This has been a long process. I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad we can just get back to doing what we do, right? And I think just all around, our customer base is gonna, we say nothing changes, but I bet pretty quickly they're gonna start seeing advantages. They're gonna go, oh, right, that's why they did this deal.
Sure. So yeah, nothing changes for the negative. Anything that
certainly
you see,
not.
There's going to be, there's always change. This is a change. It's a huge change for the positive. It is exciting. Definitely. The potential is really just, I don't know if we've even tapped it in our own minds, what we can run with here in terms of how we can grow together, joining expertise, joining brains, putting people where they fit best, being able to, share those resources. The buying power obviously goes up for everybody in some respects on almost every product, maybe short of the consumables. but even that might have potential. So it is definitely a huge step forward. It's something that we've kind of, been excited about for a while, but you just can't really, you gotta just bury it until you can tell everybody about it. Not bury it so much as just tuck it down inside and let the excitement just be inside of you. So it is kind of fun to just be able to talk about it now and the potential, and see what we can do with this growth and this step forward. I don't know. Is there anything else we need to address? Anything you wanted to, or you want to run us out just like you ran us in, or?
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much it. That was the news we had to share, and hopefully everybody can hear and understand, and we'll be out there shortly to explain it to you face to face. But yeah, this is a lot of excitement on both sides, and the best part of it is nobody's going anywhere, right? This is all actually just propping us up higher and allowing us to go farther, faster. There's not a name with any of these organizations that's taking a backseat or heading off to the private island. I hope one day I can also have that podcast that, yes, I got paid enough by someone to go off to my private island, but that's not today. So yes, I get to keep on working, keep on doing what I love. And it's actually just, yeah, very, very exciting on a personal level to go. I've got more support. I've got more teammates here that all want the same thing that I do. I've met Andrew here. As you said, we've had several meetings over the last, you say weeks, I think it's actually already been over the course of a few months.
Yeah.
Starting to meet some of his other people. I can see that he wasn't lying to me. His team is fairly dynamic and ready to roll with this. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure. Well, I guess with that, then we'll just wrap it up. I'll just add this little note for anybody who's listening. Glad you joined us. Please click on those links. What's that stupid term you hear? Smash that button or what? I don't know. Hit like on something. I hate that. That's why I just make fun of it. Go ahead and like us on this social media, whatever you follow. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, YouTube, whatever. Get connected with us. It's going to be an exciting future. And Kevin, Andrew, appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.